Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning as we're going to talk Shriners a little bit today with Jim Onstott and Holly Barrett are in the studio across the way. Holly is a RN and BSN. I see it on the tag. Mm-hmm. At the Fairfield Memorial Hospital, right?
That's correct.
Okay. How long have you been down there, Holly? You've been down there several years
now. About 5 years.
Mm-hmm. I need to move that around and directly into. There you go. That's much better.
We'll get this down.
We'll get it down. It's only your third time here.
That's right. Only the third time.
I must say, since you've been here last time, your looks have changed a little bit.
Oh, they have.
Yeah. Last time,
a good thing?
Yes, it is. It's a great thing. Tell us about the addition to your family. That's what I was talking about.
Yes.
You're very proud, aren't you?
Yes. Got a 7-month-old little boy named Hunter Lee.
Uh-huh. Cool. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to your family.
You.
Randy. And
yes.
Mm-hmm. Mom and Dad.
Yes.
Everybody having a good time. Well, that's congratulations.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the show. Jim, good to see you again. How you doing?
Thank you very much. I just want to thank you and the radio station for letting us do this, get this information out to your listeners, and it's always a pleasure to come and see you.
Well, we're glad to do it, that's for sure, because what you guys are here to talk about is it's very important, and it's something that that folks hope that it doesn't affect their families, but when it does, this is the opportunities that the Shriners Hospitals afford people are just out of this world. Tell me what's going on, Jim.
Well, we have, as some of the people know, and I'm sure you remember, we have 22 hospitals in the U.S. and actually 20 in the U.S., one in Mexico and one in Canada.
Uh-huh.
And our purpose is to help children with orthopedic conditions that need taken care of.
Need attention. Yeah, need attention.
And so basically, we just opened a new hospital the 1st of June last year in St. Louis, moved it closer into downtown.
Where'd you move that to?
It's at 4400 Clayton Road.
Okay.
It's actually right, if you're on I-6440,
uh-huh.
It's right before you get to Barnes Jewish Hospital Complex.
I got to tell you, I've been at that direction. I guess you always see the Barnes Complex out there, but I just never really noticed the new hospital before that.
It sits right on the interstate.
I just kind of figure it's
the wall.
I just kind of figure it's something that is part of the Barnes. It's not, is it?
No, it's actually about 3-4 blocks from Barnes.
Okay,
but it's very close to the first Shriners Hospital in St. Louis. It's only about 2.5 blocks on down the street.
Oh, really?
West on Clayton. That the first Shriners Hospital, it was opened in 1924, and
before they moved it was now. So this is the third one.
This is the third one. They moved it in 1963
out to Frontenac.
Out to Frontenac, and now in 15 they moved it back in on Clayton River.
Let's talk about that a little bit. It's interesting to me that it's really kind of indicative of the change of health care and the change of the requirements that they move this back in and reduce the number of beds, isn't it?
Yes. Not only the number of beds, but the size of the building that you heat, the number of employees. We share doctors with Washington University Hospital, mm-hmm. Washington University itself, Children's Hospital, Barnes Jewish Hospital. They're all right there together close.
Yeah.
If we have a child that needs to stay more than one or two nights, they're sent over to Children's.
Oh, is that right?
That area. Yeah.
Okay, so most of the actual procedures nowadays at the Shriners Hospitals are outpatient, right? Or most of them, maybe one or two?
Yeah, and do the surgery. Most of them go home same day. A few stay over and go home the next morning. Medicine has changed.
And what we're talking about today, you've got a screening clinic coming up.
That's right.
When's that?
That is next Tuesday, September 20th, at Horizon Healthcare. And while we're at this point, I'd like to let your listeners know, I've had a comment or two in the past, well, why are we sending this business away from our hospital and clinics?
That's a great question, though. I mean,
these are children that would be sent anyway. If they went to Horizon or to the hospital, they're in need of specialists, and our hospital would be diligent and send them right on to the specialist. So this is what we're doing. We're having a screening clinic. We want to identify and let any family know that has a child that needs our help, that it is available, regardless of the family's ability to pay. And all they've got to do is get in touch with us, and we'll take it from there.
Holly, what the screening clinic, what does that entail? If somebody is bringing a child, or maybe they don't, do parents know that their children might have osteopathic issues before they crop up? Or I guess, who needs to go to this clinic?
Any parent that has a child where they're concerned that they're maybe not walking appropriately, developmentally,
so it's something you may not have already something you may not have already gone to the doctor for, right?
Could be.
Yeah.
Anything that's musculoskeletal problem, any type of bone abnormality that looks different, something that's not exactly straight that they are concerned about, if they have any concerns at all, we encourage them to come to the screening clinic at Horizon Healthcare. And again, that's on Tuesday, September 20th from 5 to 6:15 p.m. And we have two PAs available that will be assessing and screening these children to see if they would benefit from a referral to the Shriners Clinic.
What age group are you talking about here, Jim?
Any age up to 18 years old.
Okay.
As long as they haven't attained their 18th birthday. Okay. And let me interject here. This screening is non-invasive.
We're going to talk about the procedure of the screening in a little bit.
The PAs will look at the children. The parents will tell them what the symptoms are or what they think the problem is. They don't take the clothes off and examine them and do all this there.
Yeah.
They just decide if it is one of the items, one of the illnesses that we treat.
Something that might warrant
Sending them on to
St. Louis. Now, or one other place. That's the next question I was going to ask. Do the Shriners hospitals, do you have one particular hospital that that treats one particular item if you have a kid with clubfoot, like Holly mentioned, would that child maybe go to Chicago, maybe another malady send a kid to Cincinnati, or where what other hospitals are there?
Well,
and do they have specialties?
That's one thing I was going to point out. In the past, that has been the case.
I thought it had.
Almost in extensively. But with the, here again, medicine has changed, and our new hospital has enlarged our research department by 4 times.
Yeah.
And they are now doing cleft palate, cleft lip in St. Louis. That used to be done only in Cincinnati and Chicago.
Yeah.
And there's all the hospitals now are getting specialty doctors in every area.
Yeah.
And so now our three hospitals that INOD, transportation, which I'm one of the coordinators.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the transportation a little bit too.
That's the three hospitals that we serve. Now, if for some reason the child needed to go to a different hospital, our transportation will see that they get there, but it'll probably be by air instead of by driving.
Tell me a little bit. You mentioned the hospital in St. Louis has a new hospital after 52 years. They built a new hospital. Is that one of the Shriners projects that they're trying to update some of maybe the older hospitals throughout the country? Are they getting? Didn't they build a new hospital? Seems like they built one in Cincinnati maybe a few years ago. I might be off on that, but I'm trying to remember.
It's been several years in Cincinnati, but yes, it all is done out of Tampa, Florida. Our Imperial offices are in Tampa, Florida,
uh-huh.
And they make all of the decisions in conjunction with the hospital, wherever it is.
Yeah.
The first hospital was opened in 1922 in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Oh, really?
And I've been fortunate enough to visit that hospital.
Is it still active?
It actually is in the same place. What they did, they moved out for a couple of years, tore the old building down.
No kidding.
Built a new building on the same spot. and kept the entryway is in their little museum in the lobby there.
Is that right?
So
that's pretty cool.
It's a neat place. But yeah, they keep updating. They're trying to stay up with medicine and keep these things updated. As you know, Cincinnati is the main burn center for the Midwest.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
There are others, but Cincinnati does most of the burn cases.
Yeah.
As a result, most of the plastic surgery, i.e. cleft palate, cleft lip.
Sure.
Now, I have a patient that I'm taking twice a year, transporting to Cincinnati, and they do laser taking off Port Wine stain.
Oh, is that right?
Marks. Yeah. And
do they? I didn't realize they still did. They did that as children. I thought you waited till folks were an adult for that. I guess
this young lady that we've got going from our area has. I think I've taken her. Oh gosh, 6 years in a row.
Is that right?
Now this past year I missed out. I've been ill and didn't get to go this year. But I know I've had her out there five times and probably six.
Wow, we're talking about the screening clinic coming up at the Horizon Healthcare on Tuesday, September 20th at 5 o'clock. That's out there in 213 Northwest 10th Street, just on the east side of the hospital. You know where it is. We'll talk more about it with I've got Jim Onstott from the Wayne County Shriners and Holly Barrett here from Horizon Healthcare. We'll be back with Jim and Holly on the Bruce Dickey Show after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM 104.9 Fairfield, Illinois. Also online at WFIWradio.com. Appreciate you checking out there. We've got a Bruce Dickey page on WFIWradio.com. Look under that 411 column. That's a drop down to the Bruce Dickey page. Hit that thing. You can get shows from the past. And if you've missed a show, always listen to it, whatever you like to do. I've got joining me today with the Wayne County Shriners, it's Jim Onstott, along with Holly Barrett from Horizon Healthcare. She's the practice manager. Congratulations, Holly, on the big promotion, huh?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Is that a new name, new title, new money?
It is.
All three?
Sure.
How about that? Yeah. Better than just name and title. That's wonderful. Jim, before we go any further, I needed to mention, I didn't know if you heard it on the radio or had Rhonda Rose call out a little bit ago. She wanted to thank the Shriners on behalf of the Simpson family. I believe you've had the Shriners have been helping one of their member of their family for the past several while. They might be talking about Cody or Cole Simpson. I'm not sure.
Well, we're not allowed to mention names.
Oh, well, she did, so I'm sorry.
if she mentioned that, that's we appreciate the good work.
I got to tell you, Holly, did you see his jaw drop when I mentioned the
yeah,
name?
I sure did.
Well, sorry about
that. We have rules we have to go by. But yes, we're very happy to help anybody that we can.
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
That's exactly why we're here. Let's mention we're talking about the screening clinic that is taking place next Tuesday, September 20th at 5 o'clock at Horizon Healthcare. And all right, now, Holly, let's walk somebody, people who they may or may not feel right about going. We talked about, you mentioned earlier, some of the reasons you might take your child to this screening clinic. But there are all kinds of reasons, and let's walk somebody through the process of it. Say I walk in with my child. All right, what's going to happen first?
Okay, you would walk in the front entrance at the Medical Arts Complex at Horizon Healthcare, and you would be greeted by some Shriners employees, I guess I should say, or workers.
Uh-huh.
And then they would escort the patient and family members to the waiting area at Horizon.
Okay.
Give them a referral form screening form.
Like
history
type of form?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They would take some history from them and then notify me as the nurse working the clinic. I would then bring the child back to an exam room. The physician assistant would go in, review the history form that was mm-hmm. completed by the parent,
sure.
Discuss the condition, and determine if there's a need for a referral to be placed to Shriners for treatment.
That is sounds pretty simple.
It is. It's a walk-in. Anybody's welcome. There's no appointment necessary. It's a wonderful thing. We're so thankful to be able to partner with the Shriners to provide this service to our community.
What kind of time frame are we looking at? If I show up there, I don't need an appointment, do I?
No appointment necessary. You can just walk right in. Usually we get patients in very quickly unless everybody shows up at one time. But it's just, we have it open from 5 to 6:15. You can show up with any time within that time frame, and we can get you right in as soon as possible. It usually doesn't take very long for the examination. As Jim mentioned earlier, our PAs are not fully examining the child. They're more looking at the history and determining if they maybe have a condition that Shriners could help treat.
Okay, and it's not like you're not going in there getting a full-blown physical or anything
it's not that way. And going back, your listeners may be interested in hearing this. So when we first started this, I was appointed and asked to do this in Wayne County and Edwards County in Wayne County. And I went to Dr. Pat Moat, and he was the one. Horizon had just opened their new building.
Right.
He was the one that talked to Horizon, and he told me, he said, this will be so much better than what we could do here in the small office.
Oh, is that right?
And so we really appreciated Pat's help there.
How many?
It's been great.
How many years have? So this screening clinic, is this for both Edwards and Wayne County?
Yes.
There won't be one in Edwards County. This is for both counties.
Right.
Okay. How long have you been? Have you guys been holding these the screenings? I know that. At least 10 years, isn't it, Jim?
Oh, they did it in the past, but for some reason they had stopped. And I don't know, they from 2005 to 2011,
there weren't
I know we didn't do any.
Oh, really?
I became a member in 2005, and
yeah.
I don't remember any screening clinics in Wayne County until 2011.
Will you have screening clinics? You travel all over Southern Illinois. Do all the different counties? I guess not all of them, if Edwards County isn't doing, but Wabash has Wabash has the general hospital over there. Do they have a screening clinic as well?
Yes.
Or do you bring people from farther in as well?
Well, now we'll have at our clinic, there'll be someone from the hospital in St. Louis come out. Carl Hall is coming this year. He's been here every year. But most counties have a Shrine Club
mm-hmm.
or a unit. Now, Edwards County does have the motorized unit, the little cars.
Sure.
And that's why they work with us in this one.
Yeah.
Sam Smith over there takes care of getting our flyers out to the schools in Edwards County. And they work. They don't leave it up to us. They help us out. But almost every county, we've got 35 clubs and probably 38 or 9 units
just in the
Inov
in the
area.
Inov. Yeah.
And that's from I-70 south to Cairo.
Holly, how many folks do you see at these clinics typically? I mean, some clinics, if you've been doing it, this is the sixth year now since 2011.
I think we've ranged anywhere from we've had 3 people show up to more like 11 to 15. It just kind of depends on the year, the need, and the community. But
I mean, you'd of course prefer it to be zero.
Oh, no, right. But, you know, we also want people to utilize this awesome availability of the service for us to be able to screen them and get them the referral to Shriner. So
that's Jim. That's wonderful. Jim, tell me. Is this the only way to go about a child getting into the program, or is there some other way what's another easier way to get somebody into this kind of program if they're not, say, if something happens between now and your next clinic next September?
Absolutely, yes. You don't have to go through a screening clinic anywhere. We have referral number 800-850-2960. And that just reaches the nurse at the hospital that would know by talking to the family if there's a likelihood that they need to be seen. Also, there's another number, 314-432-3600. That's the main desk at Shriners Hospital in St. Louis. And that, too, if you call that and ask for, you know, information about admissions, they'll get you to the same person. So there are other ways. We get a lot of doctor's referrals.
Oh, really?
We get a lot of referrals from people who have had children treated in the past. They'll know of someone and call and say, hey, you know, we went through this. And
yeah, we worked with a fellow who had a child treated in the past, probably referred either referred by you guys or has referred others since then. So, I mean, it that's the thing. Now we're trying to get the word out for folks to make this the easiest for people to be able to get help. But even if they miss this and something happens later on, it's easy to get help.
Sure it is. And let me say this too. We used to do this on Saturdays.
Uh-huh.
Most of our screening clinics for years were done all over Southern Illinois on Saturdays. And here, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, Horizon people said, how about trying to do this in the middle of the week in the evenings? Saturdays, a lot of times, families have something going on. Off work. They're wanting to go somewhere, do something, shopping, first this and that. We tried it on a...
you're going to say Horizon was there on Saturday probably, though, anyway.
Yeah, they were there, and we did it there on Saturday a year or so. But they suggested we try it on a weeknight, the weeknights that they were... Their offices were open to see patients, and we did this. It was a tremendous success. I think that year we had 9 or 10 referrals, and we had more people there than had been to the others. And this information has gotten out, and now all over Southern Illinois, a lot of them have changed. There's still a few done on weekends, but a lot of them have gone to the nights.
So everybody else was still doing it on weekends. You guys were one of the first ones to move to weeknights.
It's
huh?
just one of those things that Horizon had the idea. We said, well, we just will try it, and it worked.
Well, now that's a success story for like a change and success. I'm talking with Jim Onstad of the Wayne County Shriners. And Holly Barrett, she's the practice manager out there at Horizon Healthcare. Jim, this thought just entered my mind, and I didn't know if anything had been planned yet. Over the years, at least 15 years ago, before you became a Shriner, Edwards County and Fairfield always had their Shrine game.
Yeah.
Fairfield has been trying, it's been 15 years since Fairfield played Edwards County. Fairfield has had the Shrine game with Johnston City, Carmi, different rotating bases. Now that Edwards County's back in the conference, is there a football Shrine game this year, and has it been set up?
Yes, Edwards County has already had theirs.
Okay.
It was very successful. I don't have the dollar figures in front of me, but yes, I think it occurred maybe 2 weeks ago. And
So Fairfield must have one coming up.
Fairfield has got one coming up, and I don't know I don't have that schedule with me I wasn't thinking about that. But, yes, we're still doing football games.
Well, Fairfield's out of town for the next 3 weeks anyway. So, I mean, it's not going to be until either homecoming or the last game of the season.
I'm guessing it won't be homecoming.
Probably then on October
21st?
Does that make sense? That makes sense. October 20th. Well, we'll guess at that.
Okay.
That's what we're going to suspect. The reason I asked the question, every year Edwards County and Fairfield did them together.
And it was great.
And I didn't know if Edwards County's doing it, if each team wants a Shrine game at home, you can't really do it together.
Yeah. when the conference broke up.
When the NEC broke up.
North Egypt Conference broke up, we went into the Black Diamond, and that made our schedule.
When it moved.
Yeah. Yeah. We couldn't play Edwards County at that time.
Yeah.
So that's what stopped that.
Yeah. Yeah. See, now that's always fun because I usually get a chance to chat with, they'll bring up the potentate.
Sure.
He'll come up and talk with me at halftime. It's always a good time whenever he comes up there because these guys are from all over the area.
Let me bring this up. In the next few years, next year, our potentate is a resident of the Christopher area.
Uh-huh.
And then in 19, Terry Brown from here.
Oh, TB's in the chairs, huh?
He will be potentate in 2019.
How about that? That's a nice deal. I'm talking with Jim Onstott along with Holly Barrett. We're talking about the screening clinic coming up next week, and we'll talk more about it with those folks here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM 104.9 Fairfield on The Bruce Dickey Show, back after these.
July had a firecracker waiting to blow, breaking like a rifle who was making his way to the cities of Mexico. Living in an apartment out on Avenue A, had a tar on a corner of town. Had myself a lover who was finer than gold, but I've been broken, I've been busted up since. Love don't play any games with me anymore like she did before. World won't wait, so I bet she that thing right out there through the door. Hell, I still love you, New York. Found myself a picture that would fit in the folds of my wallet and it stayed pretty good. Still amazed that I didn't lose that on a loop of the place when I was drunk and I was thinking of you. Every day the children, they were singing the tunes out on the streets and you could hear from inside. To take the subway on the house and the third, I would wait for you and not try to hide. Love won't play any games with you anymore if you don't want them to. World won't wait, watch you shake, but honey, I don't blame you. Hell, I still love you. In the blistering cold in the church on the Upper West Side. Babe, I stood there singing, I was holding your arm, you were holding my trust like a child. Found a lot of trouble out on Avenue B, but I tried to keep it over hello. Farewell to the city and the love of my life as we left before we had to go. Love won't play.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. We're talking Shriners today with Jim Onstott. He's a member of the Wayne County Shriners, and Holly Barrett. She works down at Horizon Healthcare here in Fairfield, and she's the practice manager. And we've been talking. The screening clinic takes place next Tuesday, September 20th, from 5 till 6:15 p.m. at Horizon Healthcare. Of course, that's the one on the east side of the hospital. What number do they need to give a phone call there if they need more information, Holly?
That'd be 618-842-4617.
No appointment necessary?
No appointment necessary.
No appointment necessary. And conditions treated for this? I don't have children. Thank a lot of people probably thank heavens that I don't have children, including my children I don't have. what kind of conditions do folks need to think about coming into the screening clinic for?
There are various different conditions that Shriners treats. Just to name a few, club foot, scoliosis, spinal bifida, any type of limb length differences or limb deformities. Those are just a few of the things that they actually do treat.
So if somebody's child is walking abnormally,
correct.
It may be something. Might be something they want to think about, right?
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. It would be worth getting screened to see if that's something that our PA feels would be good for a referral to Shriners.
There you are. Jim, tell me a little bit about I know that you're heavily involved in the transportation side of things with the Shriners, not just in Wayne County, but throughout. You're the transportation chairman for the entire district, aren't you?
Yes, from I-70 south to Cairo. Going back to that last question, though, if it's real easy to remember, if it has anything to do with bones, muscles, ligaments, tendons, anything like that, we treat that at our hospitals.
Right.
So it's that's I think there are other as Holly said, scoliosis, spinal bifida, problems like that. But if it has anything to do with your body movement,
right?
Then we treat it.
Or pain involved with some of that,
right? Yeah. And it doesn't have to be anything major. We just had a child last year sent out from here. They thought there was a scoliosis problem.
Mm-hmm.
As it turned out, there may be eventually, but they said it was so slight that they thought the child would outgrow it and to keep an eye on it. Come back in a year and blah, 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 and they'll watch it.
But like you said, that's a good thing, actually, to make yourself aware of.
Absolutely, absolutely.
How somebody, if somebody can't get there?
If they don't have transportation to the screening clinic, if they'll give me a call, I'll give you the number, 618-553-7392. If you just give me a call, if you know another Shriner in town, give them a call and they'll pass the word on to me. We'll get you to the screening clinic. Be happy to. Our transportation system is not limited just to going to the hospital.
Well, it's not limited just going to the – yeah, that's the thing. It's not limited just going to the screening because that's what we're talking about now. You guys also help take kids and families from, say, if somebody sick in Jeff. They'll take them to the hospital in St. Louis.
Sure, sure. Basically, what we do, we have three vans. Two are kept at the temple in East St. Louis. They have the population area out there,
sure,
that warrants that. My van that we work with out here is kept at Marion normally. More often than in the past, I'd go get it and have so many runs. We'd keep it up here for a week at a time.
Yeah.
But mainly it's out of Marion, Illinois. But with our transportation, we do a little more than just transport. If a family wants transportation, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a need. A lot of times the father has to work. The mother is going to take the child. She doesn't feel comfortable driving in the city. That's fine. Call us. We don't ask why you need transportation.
Sure.
If you need it and want it, we'll take you. Any meals incurred to and from the hospital, we take care of that. We pay for that. If there's an overnight stay involved, we take care of that.
Wow.
So it's not just transporting. We kind of get involved with the families.
Well, you see, now that's the thing, and that's one of the outstanding things about the Shriners organization, you are making sure. You keep an eye involved, and you try to stay involved and make sure that these kids do get the treatment that they were supposed to get.
That's right.
Tell me a little bit about the tell me a little bit about how folks How long do folks stay in the program typically? Does it vary, or do you have folks who you've been taking to the hospital for years and years and years?
Well, I've only been driving since 2009, but I have patients right now that I took in 2009.
Is that right?
We've got one next month going to Chicago. It's a cleft palate, cleft lip mm-hmm. patient, and we take them twice a year. And I don't always get involved myself in taking them, but I set it up and get it coordinated and get the drivers. And
how many drivers do you have?
I've got about 22, 23 drivers.
Oh, really?
And they'll vary at times. Some will be available and some won't.
Sure.
Most, you have to remember, most of us are retired people. Most of us are older and that are able to drive or have time to drive.
Right.
And some of us old people don't feel good all the time. So
that happens.
It just varies.
I'm turning 50 today. You're giving me something to look forward to, Jim. I appreciate that.
Well, maybe we need to get you involved.
You don't want me driving. That's how many miles do you think those vans get? Those vans must have. You must have. Oh, they're
our
very
van,
comfortable, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Our van is a 2012 Honda Odyssey. It has a.
So you've been driving it for 4 years now.
A little over 150,000 miles. We're due to get a new van this coming winter.
About 40,000 a year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about right. We do an average with that van of 101 or two trips a year.
Wow. Wow. What's the farthest trip you've taken? I mean, have you taken, you said you'll take people to other hospitals as specialists need. What's the longest one you've taken?
Well,
just for my own personal.
Chicago is probably.
I didn't
the
know
furthest.
If you've taken anybody to Houston or Dallas or Shreveport.
No, any of those trips, they would be sent by air. But Chicago and Cincinnati, oddly enough, from my house, there's only about 5 or 6 miles difference.
Oh, no kidding.
To the hospitals in each of those, but and St. Louis is by far the closest. That St. Louis is by far. The most runs for us.
Well, and now with their new hospital, probably taking care of more things than they ever did before, right?
Right. And if we do a Chicago or a Cincinnati run, usually it's an overnight stay.
Yeah.
We'll take them one day, spend the
Where
night
in and, Chicago is the hospital, the Shriners Hospital?
It's in Oak Park.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. It's, did you ever hear of the Mars Candy Bars?
Yeah.
We're right across the railroad tracks from the Mars Candy
so
Company.
So it smells nice.
It smells nice.
That's exactly right.
You can gain weight just driving by.
That's wonderful. That's great. We're talking here with Jim Onstott and Holly Barrett. She's the practice manager out there at Horizon Healthcare. We've been talking about the screening clinic coming up next Tuesday, September 20th. At what time is it, Holly?
It is from 5 to 6:15 p.m.
If anybody needs more information, call who?
You can call Horizon Healthcare, and that's 618-842-4617.
I don't need an appointment?
No appointment necessary. Walk-ins welcome.
Well, I tell you what, it's an outstanding program, and you guys are both Horizon Healthcare and the Shriners should be very proud of what you guys do. Thanks very much for coming in, guys. I really appreciate you coming in and spending time today.
Thank you for inviting us.
You bet. Good luck to you next week. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. I'm going to be gone tomorrow. Be back on Monday, though. Have a great weekend.